Joining us now in the KYMN studios is State Representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. It's a sunny day. That's good.
Do you have to go to a special session this morning?
I do not unfortunately. Okay. Wish we were, but hopefully that's yet to come.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The legislative session ended on Monday with a lot of things not done. A lot of things were done, and we'll get to those in just a moment or so. But the big things, Health and Human Services and schools and a bonding bill, none of that happened. Where are we at right now? I guess, first of all, that's your final session, unless they call a special one. Were you happy with that? Unhappy? What were your thoughts?
So I was very disappointed. We went through a week and more of negotiations. We were concerned that Senate Republicans were really slowing things down and concerned they were doing that intentionally, that there were many that didn't really want a deal. And so it was disappointing to get to the end of session and not get bills passed. We have the agreements on virtually everything. We were able to get to agreements by midnight on Sunday, and we have an education bill agreed to. We have a tax bill agreed to. We were able to get our environment bill agreed to. The bonding chairs want a bonding bill. Health and Human Services is really close. So all that really needs to happen at this point is for most of these bills to be drafted, for the Senate Republicans to agree to come in and fulfill our agreement, and for us to vote the bills through. And we can do that. We should do it.
We had Senator Dreheim in, or talked with him on Monday. It was Monday, and he said, the deals were in place, the same thing you did, you said, but that the governor nixed the deals, didn't like, there was something in there that he didn't like. Is that the case? How do you feel about that? Were you disappointed with the governor? Do you know what the story was behind that?
So this is like a moment in my car when I'm listening to the radio and I start like talking back to the radio. So what I would say, what we had with Senate chairs, like Senator Dreheim, there were 2 days of negotiations on the housing bill where Senator Dreheim didn't send an offer back. So this is a sort of thing that was happening, this kind of slow walking, which didn't allow us to get things done in time. I don't think it was the governor. I think we were working in good faith. And, what many Senate Republicans think was expressed by Governor candidate Jensen, who was saying, all we should get is a tax bill and there should be no spending. Don't come in for a special session. This shouldn't be about politics or election year stuff. We have real needs, like Northfield Public Schools are facing a $4.5 million deficit. We can address that with a $1 billion education bill. We have needs right now that aren't going to take a year off. We should address them right now.
Todd Lippert is with us, State Representative for District 20B. That's a lot of things still not done, and we'll see in the future if we get a special session out of this or not. But a lot of things did get done. You got some bills that were passed through. Tell us about those.
Yes, we did get some things accomplished, and some things that were top priorities of mine we were able to get accomplished. We passed a broadband bill that will send $50 million more in state dollars to broadband. That's also unlocks $160 million in federal funds. So we'll have just over $200 million in federal and state dollars coming to the state for broadband to help low-speed areas in cities and in rural places, including a pilot project for sparsely populated townships. So this is, we know how important broadband is, and this is a good response to making sure that we have high-speed broadband everywhere. We got an ag bill done and drought relief bill done as well. So the specialty producers and livestock producers that were hit hardest by the drought last summer, many are still facing financial challenges as we're moving into a new growing year. We got some relief for them, as well as some money for the millions of tree seedlings that we lost in reforestation projects. In my view, it's important to be responding both to climate emergency related situations when they happen, like drought, and also be investing in green infrastructure, being proactive going forward too. I think the drought relief package does both. The one final thing I'll mention, we we're able to get money for soil health grants for farmers and also continuous living cover commercialization grants. So support for crops like Kernza, like we talked about before, that shows so much promise. We're able to get some funding there, too.
Representative Lippert, we had talked earlier and you had mentioned a bill that you were putting together would be concerning a smart grid, and that Northfield would be a pilot program. Where is that completely done now? Are we not going to have that? Is it still somewhere that's not quite in limbo with the perhaps a special session could take care of?
So there's still a glimmer of hope here as far as legislation is concerned. I have been in conversation with the bonding chair about funding some parts of that project out of the bonding bill. There are pieces that would be a good fit for that. I'm still hopeful that might fall into place. And then there's also some money that the Commerce Department has set aside for projects like these that I think the city of Northfield would certainly qualify for. And I think because we've been having this conversation at the legislature about it, it was able to kind of open up that possibility in the Department of Commerce. So I feel like the conversation is definitely productive, and sometimes the results end up being in a different form than you thought they might at the beginning, but I am hopeful that we can get some funding in some way for that grid modernization project.
Let's talk about the bonding bill. Has that all been decided yet? You'd mentioned you had an agreement on that. Is that, will that change at all, do you think, if we do get a special session? And is there anything in there for District 20B?
So there are definitely projects that we are proposing for District 20B. Grid modernization project is one that I've been working on. Some support for Milltown's Trails extensions is another. What I said is that both chairs have expressed publicly that they want a bonding bill. And I know that I'm in conversation with Chair Lee about some aspects that are that he was putting in bonding offers. Chair Bach expressed on the Senate floor in his retirement speech that he really wants a bonding bill and we need to come back for a special session. So all that signals that a bonding bill, if we come back for a special session, a bonding bill will get done, and it's something that we can vote on.
Representative Lippert is with us. We had Superintendent of Schools Matt Hillman in the other day. He was not really happy, very disappointed that the deal didn't get done, helping the schools and school funding, and in particular the special education mandates and putting money towards that. Did that make it through in the final agreement? Will that come back with when we have the special session?
So the late in the evening on Sunday, there was an agreement that was reached on an education bill. And the big part of that negotiation was related to how much was going to go into special education cross-subsidy and also for mental health supports for students in schools across the state. And they were able to get to an agreement on that. So we know that Republicans in the Senate, Democrats in the House have an overall agreement for education. It's ready to be drafted into law, and if a special session's called, we can vote on it, approve it, and get funding to schools like Northfield that have this huge special education cross-subsidy gap that's leading to budget cuts, and we can be addressing it, but only if we are able to go into special session.
Do you have, if there were to be a special session, is it going to be anytime soon? Will it be down the road? Is there a timeline that maybe optimistic people are looking at?
I think we all need to, we've all been a little short on sleep. Tempers have been high as we've been through this last week. So I think we need a little time and kind of take a breath and go back at it. I think, maybe the middle of June is a time when it would make sense and we could come in as, you know, some of the rumblings I've been hearing. And, you know, what would need to happen is that, you know, Democrats are ready to come to the table. We need Senate Republicans to come to the table. Everything would need to be agreed to. Governor would call a special session. Then we'd come in. The bills would be ready. We'd vote on them. It'd be something we'd do in a day. And so, you know, hopefully in a couple weeks, we can get to that point. I think Minnesota really needs us to respond right now.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just one thing I would say, I shared with the chamber some of my parting thoughts in a retirement speech, since this is my last session, and basically said to the chamber what our campaign for the common good's been all about all along, which is that we need one another. We can't be in this rural community versus metro conversation. We have needs we share in common across geography, across race. And there are also hopeful moments I see in the chamber. There are times when I see the chamber really listening across party line. I see relationships built across party line that can matter in moments. But I also said Minnesota deserves more of those moments and that bridge building, especially right now. I'll be continuing my work in another form, doing organizing in rural areas, trying to build up the grassroots on which everything else depends. But it's been an honor to serve District 20B.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, not only today, but for the past 6 years. How long has it been?
It's been four. A couple other times in the campaign before that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate it. And you'll still be our state representative for a little while longer. So.
And hopefully I'll be able to come in for a special session update.
All right.
Sometime soon.
If there's anything else you need between now and Election Day or January of next year, feel free to just give us a call.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right. State Representative Todd Lippert. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Rich is back in, and Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports, coming up.